20,000 pilgrims and tourists filled St. Peter's Square this Spy Wednesday, which is already laid out in preparation for the Holy Week liturgies that will culminate in Pope Benedict's Urbi et Orbi address and benediction to the city of Rome and the world this Easter Sunday.
Dear brothers and sisters,
the Holy Father dedicated most of his catechesis to his recent pilgrimage to Mexico and Cuba, describing the days spent there as unforgettable and etched on his heart.
My recent apostolic journey to Mexico and Cuba sought to confirm the people of those countries and all the peoples of Latin America in their faith and in the hope which makes it possible to build a just and harmonious social order. At the liturgies in Lyon, marked by an outpouring of devotion and spiritual joy, I encourage the Mexican people to let their deep Christian roots inspire their efforts to overcome violence and to work for a better future. In Cuba, I wish to reaffirm the Church in a public witness to the Gospel and to support the aspirations of all Cubans to a renewed, reconciled, and free society. From Santiago de Cuba, I went as a pilgrim to the shrine of Our Lady of Charity of El Cobre and then to Havana, where I prayed for rebirth of faith, openness to God's love, and respect for the truth about our human dignity and freedom revealed in Christ.
However, this Wednesday's audience was also held on the eve of the beginning of the Paschal Triduum, the memorial of the Passion, Death, and Resurrection of our Lord, the summit of the liturgical year.
In these days, as we prepare to celebrate the saving events of Christ's Passover, from death to life in the Sacred Triduum, may we open our hearts to God's reconciling love revealed on the cross.
In Italian, Pope Benedict said that the whole life of Jesus is oriented towards this hour of passage and of love, a divine love which allows Jesus to pass through the abyss of evil and death, to go beyond the limits of the human condition marked by sin, and overcome the barrier that keeps man prisoner, separated from God and eternal life.
Let us allow that love to transform our lives and enable us to celebrate with joy the mystery of the resurrection.
On Holy Thursday, April 5th, Pope Benedict concelebrates Chrism Mass in the Vatican Basilica with the cardinals, bishops, and priests of Rome. Later in the day, he will celebrate the Mass of the Lord's Last Supper in Cena Domini in the Cathedral of St. John Lateran. On Good Friday, the Holy Father will preside at the reading of the Passion, Adoration of the Cross, and Communion in the Vatican Basilica. In the evening, he will travel across town to the Roman Colosseum for the Stations of the Cross. On Holy Saturday, the Pope will bring the Holy Triduum to an end with the celebration of the Easter Vigil Liturgy in St. Peter's Basilica.
Upon you and your families, I invoke the Lord's blessings of wisdom.
I'm Emma McCarthy.